The University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee plays a vital role in shaping the future of Milwaukee and Wisconsin. UWM's diversity, academic excellence, and major public research contribute to the region's economic development and quality of life. Meet the people behind the creativity and discoveries at UWM today. Here's the host of UWM Today, Tom Lujack, Vice Chancellor for University Relations and Communications.
When the UW system handed out more than $22 million in economic incentive grants last fall, one of the biggest awards went to a team of scientists on the UWM campus who are creating a state-of-the-art center focused on chemistry. Why chemistry? Well, 96% of all manufactured goods use technologies involving chemistry. And here in Wisconsin, where manufacturing is a key part of our economy, that is a very big deal. Joining us in the studio today is Doug Stafford. Doug is director of the Milwaukee Institute for Drug Discovery at UWM and also the director of the new Southeast Wisconsin Applied Chemistry Center of Excellence. Welcome, Doug. Great to have you on the program today.
Thank you very much, Tom. It's really a pleasure being here.
Chemistry. I mean, for many of us, we may have thought, well, that's just a course we take in high school or maybe one in college, and then we go on and do other things. I think a lot of times people don't realize how chemistry is so entwined in the world that we live in.
Well, that statistic that you first mentioned, I think, is really rather powerful, and most people might not appreciate it, that virtually everything that happens in a manufacturing environment involves chemistry. And we can look around in Southeast Wisconsin, some of the companies that are very important to us. You can see chemistry and in industrial chemistry and find chemical manufacturers like Sigma Aldrich. There are some world-class consumer products manufacturers like Johnson, paint and coatings companies like Rust-Oleum, chemical logistics companies like Hydrite Chemical. So it's everywhere around us, and also some pharmaceutical manufacturers. There are a number of startups and spinoffs from our campus that are very much engaged in chemistry. So most clearly, it's all around us, whether you're really appreciating it on a daily level or not. And what we see our role is as a major public university in this area is really strengthening our resources in chemistry to support research in local industry and also very much train our students to be world-class employees in these companies.
Because it's a field that is constantly changing, right? The chemistry that I took, for example, in high school, you know, it is way, way, way back in the rearview mirror given all that we've learned as a result of continued research.
That's for sure. And we're not so old where there's not maybe a couple of new elements that are on the periodic table now. But no, chemistry certainly has evolved. Many of the principles are the same, but the application of chemistry has evolved greatly. And the instrumentation that's used to study chemistry and to do research in chemistry has evolved dramatically. And that ability to do world-class research is a central element to the importance of this new grant to our campus and how we're able to engage with industry and provide world-class resources for the study of chemistry that otherwise we wouldn't be able to have.
So let's talk about that grant, because in the last budget, the state legislature put aside $22 million for all UW system schools to compete for, cash that they said needed to be used in some way that would help advance the state's economy. How much did you get for this chemistry project? And then let's talk about how it's going to be used.
Right. The grant from the state was just under $3 million. And what was very important for us is that we were able to leverage that money almost immediately with a matching contribution from a manufacturer of analytical chemistry instrumentation, the Shimazu Corporation, in the amount of $1.13 million. So it was really a great aspect of our proposal that there would be immediate leverage from the state's money to bring in a corporate partner and, in fact, have a Japanese company, the Shimazu Corporation, invest in a Wisconsin university. We think that's really a great story and a powerful component of what we're able to do here and how important that company sees having a resource base of their instrumentation in this part of our state, in this part of the country.
So the center itself, what does that all involve?
Well, the center that's being funded through the state grant and through the matching grant from Shimazu has three major components. The first component is establishment of a world-class instrumentation capability, analytical chemistry capability, where the instruments from our partner are really the centerpiece of that. The second piece is a grant program, what we call a translational grant program, where our faculty members can go to industrial partners and provide to them access to our facilities, access to their expertise, and actually some funding through the state grant to take on projects. And we'll come back to what some of those are all about. And the third piece is an internship program. And so not only does the center provide research resources, but provides educational resources. And so we're driving this down to the graduate and undergraduate levels, where students will have access to these research facilities. But importantly, we're establishing an internship program where we're linking students to companies very early on in their education, and we're providing a translational or transitional skills course so that when they start in these internships, they're really ready to go and to succeed very rapidly.
And all this tied to, of course, to the STEM field, the science, technology, engineering, mathematics that we hear so much about.
It all is, and while chemistry is the focus of it, we really take on a multidisciplinary view on our campus as far as chemistry education, because it's so involved in virtually every field, in biological sciences, in physics, in geology. Chemistry is involved in virtually every field. And so we feel that training across these disciplines creates a very nimble employee who's able to go into a number of different industries and succeed based on their core chemistry training.
So is this new, or has this ever been done in Wisconsin before?
Well, it's new as far as I know. And I think what's really exciting for us is academic scientists, faculty members often partner with industry. And typically the scenario is a faculty member goes to a company and says, "Will you fund my research? I have this great science, and I'm looking for your support for this." And that often happens. What we've done is completely flipped that around, where now we have the resources through our state grant and through our corporate sponsorship, where the faculty member can go to industry and say, "How can I help you? I have my expertise, I have a world-class instrumentation facility, and I have money to support research. Is there a project where we could work together to solve your problems?" And I think this has been really unique, and I've never seen anything quite like it. And as a result of the funding, we've actually already gone through a call for proposals and have made awards to 11 principal investigators that are establishing partnerships, research and development partnerships and collaborations with 11 different companies in this part of the state. So we think that's pretty exciting that our faculty members are proactively going out to industrial partners to help them with their problems to make them more competitive on a global basis.
Well, and that's the key, competitive, because it's not just Wisconsin that uses chemistry in its manufacturing, but, you know, we're up against competition from around the world. So the better we can make Wisconsin industry, the smarter the companies are here, the more likely that they're going to be successful in that world market, right?
Absolutely. And I think what the grant provides us for is the resources and capabilities to really make a difference. Having a world-class suite of instrumentation where we can approach chemistry problems in a number of different fields allows us to go to a partner with resources they don't have. And where that's particularly important is in the area of spin-out companies, small companies that may have arisen from technologies that were discovered and developed on our campus or other campuses regionally, where it might only be a one or a two or three person company that's operating on venture capital. They don't have a lot of money to spend for sponsored research where they can go to a university. And so when we can work in partnership with them to help them solve problems, we can greatly accelerate the potential success or the number of companies that can come out of university-based resources. So we think this is really a terrific model and is a wise expenditure of resources, I think, from the state level to use the university to use their partnership skills or their goodwill to establish relationships with industry and make these things happen. We'll be using our scientific resources to proactively go out and establish relationships with companies.
So you talked about 11 scientists, 11 researchers already being awarded grants to go out and do this outreach. Give us a few examples of the kind of work that we can expect in the next couple of years.
Yeah, most certainly. There are some projects. One of them is with a small startup company that's interested in improving vaccines. And so part of the research is to use our instrumentation capability to understand how the immune system recognizes and processes an infectious agent, whether it be a virus or a bacterium. And this is really very high-end research. It's very creative, but it's one of these situations where the company is small and doesn't have a lot of resources to do this. We have faculty expertise. We have the intellectual capability, and now we can go to them and say, let's work on this together. It's really great science, but it has a really great application too that can be applied to any number of projects. Another one in the drug area is also a screening technology to identify new drug targets or new compounds to drug targets called kinases, which are a very attractive a target for many pharmaceuticals. There are optical sensor technologies for real-time monitoring of water. We can go on and on and on, but there's a lot of great technology that's out there in these companies. And when you look at the way that our faculty members and companies get together, it really enriches both. It provides some competitiveness for the companies because their products and processes and technologies are improved. But our faculty members work with real problems, real-life problems, and they can engage their students in real-life problems. Well, think of how great that is for the education. Not only are you getting the classroom education through good faculty, but you're also, during your undergraduate years, you're actually working with companies on their problems. And so when you start working, you have experience. And it's not, you know, the book learning is important, but being able to apply that to real-life problems in the context of an industrial problem really makes your education quite valuable.
And probably makes you as a student much more valuable to the employer, to the person who's looking to hire that next round of chemists, right?
You're right there. And part of the internship program in the translational skills or transitional skills program that's part of this Southeast Wisconsin Center is a class that we've launched this spring in January that I've taught that provides some of what we call the soft skills in making the transition from your education into industry. And so we talk about project management, cross-functional teams, conflict resolution, the regulatory environment, intellectual property, entrepreneurism. We're not creating mini MBAs in a one-semester course, but what we are doing is providing a very strong vocabulary and understanding of all of those things that impact the way you practice your scientific education in an industrial setting. We've talked to a number of companies and explained to them what we're doing, that we're offering this course, and they're very excited about it. Because one of the things that's real important in bringing a new employee in is the whole onboarding process. And it may take several months for an employee, brand new, fresh out of college, to get into a company, kind of get a lay of the land, feel comfortable, and really be productive. And what we're saying to them is that we're going to accelerate that onboarding process. So rather than it being maybe 6 months, it's going to be a few months or a couple of months or a month, because you're not going to have to introduce them to all of these processes of how businesses work. We're going to take a stab at that very early on. And so what we're trying to do, and I think we're really effective in doing, is linking your classroom education and your research education to what you're going to need in the workforce to be successful. So this is really a great partnership between the university and industries. In fact, we're asking industry, partner with us, help us. If there's a topic you want us to talk about because it's important to you, we'll make it part of the curriculum.
You're listening to UWM Today here on WUWM. Good to have you with us this week. I'm Tom Lujack. Joining us in the studio is Doug Stafford. Doug is director of the Milwaukee Institute for Drug Discovery at UWM and also leading a new effort called the Southeast Wisconsin Applied Chemistry Center of Excellence. This past fall, the University of Wisconsin System awarded that chemistry center nearly $3 million in economic grant incentive funds to help create the work that we're talking about on today's program. Doug, you wear a couple of hats. I mentioned your responsibility for the chemistry center, but also the director for the Institute for Drug Discovery. Let's talk about that a bit and what's happening at UWM that is leading us to new discoveries in that world of pharmaceuticals.
Right. Both of the responsibilities in the Chemistry Center and the Institute for Drug Discovery are parallel but somewhat independent. But the Drug Discovery Institute was created about 3 years ago by faculty at UW-Milwaukee, principally in the chemistry department, based on the notion that there's a lot of discovery going on for new pharmaceuticals, either new targets or new chemicals that have the potential to be developed into drugs. But academic researchers typically focus on the discovery, the basic science, the idea, and arriving at maybe the first molecule or the first composition that could make a drug. The Research Foundation has really done a superb job of patenting some of those inventions. But what the notion was that we should bring on some more experience in the later stages. What's the next stage of development? And as you probably know, taking a drug from basic discovery into human testing is a rather complicated enterprise.
We're not talking months here.
we're talking quite a few years and quite a few tens or hundreds of millions of dollars. And so it's a type of program that is typically outside of the normal scheme for an academic researcher. And so what a number of universities have done, in fact, there is more than 80 drug discovery institutes within academic centers within the United States that focus on how can we put resources together or think about taking those initial discoveries to later stages of development or perhaps a few steps along the value chain so that they're more marketable, the inventions are more marketable to potential partners like large pharmaceutical firms. And so because the resources typically aren't available in universities to do this, partnerships are important, and making the discoveries attractive to partners is really part of what the institute is designed to do.
So it brings together not only faculty members, but also people who are working in that industry already.
Yeah, for sure. And that part of what we need to do is and have done is increase our grant funding. There is now a program within the National Institutes of Health to support later stage drug development through what's called the NCATS division. And so we're looking at different ways of funding. We're looking at partnerships. We're looking at increasing our ability to increase the value of our basic discoveries, and that's where the Chemistry Center becomes a very important player. The instrumentation that has now been brought into place in our laboratories now allows us to do research that we really could never have done. It pushes the envelope on the value and the sophistication of the discovery that was initially made in our laboratories.
Let's talk about the bench behind you. You joined UWM in 2011, and you didn't have to build a chemistry department. You have some incredible faculty that have been here, in some cases, for many years.
That's right. I think we have a nice bench, as you say, from a newer faculty at the assistant professor level to a university of distinguished professors. One of the stars in our institute is Dr. Jim Cook, who's been at the university for more than 30 years, has published over 400 peer-reviewed publications in the area of medicinal chemistry and drug discovery. Some of Jim's compounds have gone into human clinical trials, have been extensively patented through the system. And so he's a tremendous resource of new discovery, new ideas in the area of drug discovery. But there are younger faculty, Dr. Alexander Arnold, Dr. Nick Selvaggi, and various others who are really very innovative in their approaches to discovering new drugs using all sorts of technologies.
You know, a lot of our listeners may be surprised to hear that we have such a concentration of expertise in that drug or pharmacy production area, because I think a lot of folks typically think, well, you know, that's something that's done out on the East Coast or out on the West Coast, but not necessarily true. There's a lot of work being done here in the Midwest, isn't there?
There is on our campus. That's I think a strength of ours. We publish significantly, and our department generates a substantial amount of extramural funding through the National Institutes of Health or National Science Foundation, other sources. So it's an important part of our campus and is an important part of the research infrastructure in our campus. But we work in partnership. Drug discovery is a very interdisciplinary, cross-disciplinary field. No one individual or no one group probably has all the expertise to do all of this, and so collaborations are really part of what we do. And as a result of that, we partner with other regional institutions, and we think that it's really important that regionally we work together. Because when you look at what we have on our campus, what's at the Medical College and Children's Research Institute, at the Pharmacy School, at Concordia, at Marquette, other institutions, when you add all that together, it really is a powerful set of resources. In that what is remarkable, perhaps, in our area is how well people collaborate. In that I think that there is a common interest in a set of common goals that I think many of us think if we work together, and share our resources and share our expertise, we can make some things happen. And that's really, I think, something a lot of people probably don't appreciate about what happens among the institutions in this area.
I think you're right. I think a lot of people believe that because basketball teams from these schools may compete against each other, that there is sort of an arch enemy or arch rival relationship, but that certainly isn't the case when you get into the research lab or the classroom, is it?
No, we're rooting for each other. And I think that we feel that, that a win is a win for everybody. And so collaborations through the CTSI at the medical college and through our campus and Concordia, et cetera, are really important for this community. And I think the community should be proud of the way that academic scientists and our administration are really encouraging these kinds of things to happen, these collaborations to happen.
Doug, earlier you talked about the gift from the Shimatsu Scientific Corporation, the great instrumentation that is going to become part of this institute. Where are you going to house it? Where will you? What will be the home for this new center?
We wanted to get the center up and the instrumentation laboratory up and running as quickly as possible. So what we've done is renovated an existing laboratory within the chemistry building on UWM campus, main campus. And so that will house the facility for about the next year. And during that time, the new building on our campus, the Kenwood Interdisciplinary Research Complex, will be completed. And we'll then migrate the laboratory to sparkling new facilities in that building. And that will really be a centerpiece for us as far as being able to house collaborations. We'll have space in the facility in the new Kenwood IRC where industrial collaborators will be able to come and work with us right on our facilities, in our laboratory, and we encourage that. We want our partners to come on campus and rub shoulders with us. We want our students to be familiar with and comfortable with working with industrial partners. So we think that's going to be a very strong attraction to bring additional partnerships and give us a world-class setting. It really is a world-class building, and it's a world-class setting for this type of facility.
And for folks who may not quite know where it is, just look for the big cranes on the UWM Eastside campus, building a $75 million interdisciplinary research building that opens in 2015, right?
Hopefully just about a year from now. But what it also does is really leverage the resources from our state. They provided the resources for this building. Now we have resources to really put a world-class center in and to make it a centerpiece for chemistry education, STEM education, right here in Milwaukee, right in our campus.
You mentioned the medical college, and there's another big growth of the UWM campus community out at the new research park, the Innovation Park. We talked about that actually with Brian Thompson and Dave Gilbert just a couple of weeks ago. Will this Center for Drug Discovery and this new Chemistry Center of Excellence, will that open doors for more collaboration with people out in Wauwatosa at the Milwaukee County Medical Complex?
Collaboration is the central theme to all of this, in that what we see the new facilities going up on the Innovation Campus able to do is better link some of the basic research with the clinical research going out at the medical college, and that we think that interaction is very powerful for us.
Because they're the ones using the drugs that you create on the patients.
And they have access to the patients. And so it's the whole notion of translational science. How do you translate a basic discovery that may occur on our campus in a chemistry laboratory, in a physics laboratory, to an actual product that's used to improve quality of life? And so that interaction with the patient we see is really being able to happen out there in a unique way, and that's why having resources there are so important for us, for our UWM campus to be linked there at the collaborative level with the clinical researchers.
So when you think about what the medical college or Children's, which also does fabulous research, what don't they have out there that UWM brings to the table beyond this center and the new equipment?
Well, both campuses, both academic institutions are unique perhaps in what they do. The medical center is clearly focused on patient care and medical education and medical research. We perhaps have more basic research. For example, we have a physics department, we have a chemistry department, we have a math department. And so these are resources that can be shared. And
so it's that raw science, the building blocks of science are there.
Yeah, I think that's right. And that so it's our ability to then integrate basic science disciplines into the medical research disciplines that I think is really a powerful collaboration and something that we're serious about to the extent of establishing facilities that allow us to link those resources in an effective way.
You talked about the classes that you teach. How do students feel about this? Are they excited about the prospects of what's coming down the road?
I think it's a new area for them, because I think they're very focused on their academic training, the formulas, the experiments, all of the basic things that they have to learn. So I'm going in a course and saying, I'm going to teach you a chemistry course where we're not going to really talk about chemistry. We're going to talk about how you practice chemistry in your job. And I came to this position after about 25 years in the private sector, hiring scores and scores and scores of people. So I'm telling the students, here's what I would be looking for if I was going to hire you. So let's talk about that. Let's talk about the skills that you should bring to the job, the soft skills, your communication skills, your ability to work in teams with people who have very different expertise than you, perhaps in teams that aren't even the same continent that you are. So how do you communicate and work functionally? How do you work on disciplines, for example, in a regulatory environment that provides extraordinary structure around the way you do work? So it's a new aspect to their education and to their professionalism or their notion of professionalism. Well, I think the response has been very good, but it's a very new thing that we're doing, and I think it will catch on. We'll definitely expand it.
I can imagine every parent who's listening who has a child in college, particularly in these areas, must be smiling and breathing a sigh of relief because at the end of the day, we all want the kids to get jobs, right?
We sure do, and the employers want their employees to succeed. There's a huge investment that employers engage in bringing a person on. It's a difficult decision-making process. It's expensive. And so when they make that hire, they want to make sure they've made the right decision. So what we want to make employers sure of is that if they choose one of our students, they're going to be certain that they have a great technical understanding, a great technical education, but they're also going to be ready. They're going to understand the soft skills that are necessary, and they're going to be able to communicate effectively in your organizations and be a responsible employee.
Just a minute or two left. So let's ask this question. How do you know when you're successful? How do you know if this investment will pay off?
Well, there's some near-term metrics, and I think there's some longer-term metrics. Near-term, I think our ability to get our students into internships will be important to get our students hired. We have the first series of 11 research projects that are out there. We will have results in the next year. And so I think these things will be reported back to our system and our legislators, and we want to let them know that this is an important type of program and it's a wise way for us to invest in technology and industry and education in our region.
And if you're successful, there may be more investments.
We certainly hope that's the case, and you can be certain that many of us are working very hard to make that happen. Yes.
Well, Doug, we wish you the very, very best on this exciting venture. It's always surprises me when I hear the depth and the complexity of the research that's being done, not just on our campus, but in partnerships with all of these companies and other educational institutions that you've described. Best of luck to you.
Well, thank you very much. Hopefully we can be back and report some more results.
We'll look forward to that. Doug Stafford, who's director of the new Southeast Wisconsin Applied Chemistry Center of Excellence, a unit that just won nearly $3 million in funding from the state to develop a state-of-the-art chemistry research center right on the UWM campus. Doug is also director of the Milwaukee Institute for Drug Discovery at UWM. Well, that's all for this week's program. As usual, thanks for taking a few minutes to learn more about the amazing things that our students and faculty do when they come to UWM and engage in this wonderful, wonderful research and teaching. Take care, everybody. We'll see you next week at the same time. I'm Tom Lujack.
You have been listening to UWM Today, the weekly program where you meet faculty, staff, and students at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee who help make a difference in the lives of people in southeastern Wisconsin through their teaching, research, and community service. To learn more about UWM, go online to uwm.edu.